With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and Israel are condemning the French president's plan to recognize a Palestinian state in 2 months. Secretary of State Rubio describes it as a reckless decision, although the BBC's Lise Doucette says it's hardly a surprise.
France had hinted for months it would recognize Palestinian statehood. It's first in the G7 group of industrialized nations to take this step. President Macron called for a demilitarized state of Palestine, which would fully recognize Israel. There was no alternative, he said. Palestinian officials were quick to welcome his move. But the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a Palestinian state would be a launch pad to annihilate Israel.
Diplomats from Britain, France, and Germany have been meeting with their Iranian counterparts in Istanbul for another round of nuclear talks. Attorney General Bondi's right-hand man, Deputy AG Todd Blanche, has met with the late Jeffrey Epstein's imprisoned co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell, whose attorney is David Marcus.
There were a lot of questions, and we went all day, and she answered every one of them. She never just said, I'm not going to answer, never declined. You know, this is the first time the government has asked questions, so we were thankful that the Deputy Attorney General came and asked her questions. The first time the government did it. It was a good day.
Blanche has another information-gathering meeting today with Maxwell, a convicted sex trafficker serving a 20-year sentence in Florida. The heat wave that's made things miserable across the Midwest and the South is sending temperatures and humidity levels skyrocketing along the East Coast. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 91 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down 21 points. This is SRN News. Slovenia legalizes assisted suicide.
The Central European nation will now allow people to take their own life with the help of a doctor, adding Slovenia to a growing list of nations where that practice is legal. The United Kingdom is in the process of approving assisted suicide, and here in the U.S., 9 states and the District of Columbia have done so. Pro-life groups and disabled advocates oppose the practice, saying it can very quickly move from being optional to preferred for vulnerable people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In about 6 months, the 2026 Winter Olympics will open in Italy, and sports governing bodies worldwide are making decisions on how to handle transgender athletes. So far, the U.S. Olympic Committee, the International Cycling Union, World Aquatics, the World Boxing Organization, and the World Athletics Council have all banned males from competing against females. The NCAA has also barred men from playing against women. This is SRN News. Where do many teens go when looking for advice or a shoulder to cry on? You might be surprised, but then again, maybe not.
Teenagers are increasingly turning to AI for advice, emotional support, and decision-making, according to a new study. Common Sense Media found that over 70% of teens have used AI companions, with many finding the interactions as satisfying as talking to real friends. Experts warn this trend could harm social skills and mental health as teens rely on AI for validation and avoid real-world challenges. Concerns also include inappropriate content and the lack of regulation of AI platforms. Keith Peters, Washington.
Lawmakers on Maui have passed a bill aimed at eliminating a large percentage of the Hawaiian Islands' vacation rentals. Bill aims to address a housing shortage that was worsened by the Lahaina wildfire 2 years ago. More details at SRNnews.com.